At this time, we would like to invite His Grace Shesha Prabhu to speak some words of blessings to all of us. Shesha Prabhu is a very senior disciple of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. In his over 40 years of devotional service to Srila Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, he's performed many Hanuman-like activities. He's been a very incredible book distributor. He was in library party, putting Prabhupada's books in universities. He was temple president of several very major temples within ISKCON. He's also an attorney or a lawyer by profession. He has an incredible, wonderful family, two daughters who are just wonderful angel-like devotees, a wife who is like Sita, which makes him like Ram. He's also a very senior member of the GBC, giving vision and leadership to our whole society. I can speak so many things for so long, but most of all, he's truly one of my very dearest friends and God brothers. His humility, his sincerity, his simplicity, harmonized with his incredible intelligence, intuition, and skills, just makes him a very incredibly attractive Vaishnav personality. Whenever I visit his community in Florida, New Ramanreti in Alachua, Florida, is the largest devotee community in the Western world. And he's one of the most influential, empowered leaders of that community. He always welcomes me to his home. And his home, to me, it's just like Radha Gopinath Temple. It's where I really feel at home. When love, compassion, humility is combined with all a person could be in their strengths and their intelligence and in their skills, that's where we really see the treasure of bhakti. And Shesha is one of the great inspirations in my life and in the life of so many people. So it's my great honor and my great pleasure to invite Shesha Prabhu to come up and speak some words of wisdom for us.
Manchikal Pachrubyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Nam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha. After hearing the words of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, I'm truly humbled and grateful that he has chosen to be such a good friend of myself and my family. We look forward very much to hosting him at a program and we empty our whole house of everything and just put a seat for him and invite all the devotees to come. And it's one of the highlights of the year in our community in Alachua, Florida. Maharaj mentioned some lesson that might have been learned by myself or shared by you from this yatra. And one word comes to my mind immediately, and that is gratitude. Maharaj spoke so beautifully about gratitude in the Ram Lila Katha, Govardhan Lila Katha, Damodar Lila Katha, pointing out to us the importance of gratitude. And tonight he was talking about appreciation, similar. It's such an important lesson. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita describes gratitude as one of the first signs of the awakening of love of God in the heart. It's so important, and it's a gift that Srila Prabhupada gave us all when he gave us the association of each other, that we can be grateful to one another, grateful to our Guru Maharaj, grateful to Srila Prabhupada for all that he's given us. One thing I'd like to thank all of you for is something that I got from this yatra, particularly yesterday. When it was mentioned that we would be going to Anjanaparvat, a fear rose in my heart. I thought, how am I going to climb that mountain? I had heard from Radhana Swami about previous yatras when you went to where the Nisringa Deva, where Hiranyakasipu's palace was with the tall pillars, and how young, old, women, children, they had climbed that stumbo all the way to the top. I thought, that's something I can never do. I'll never make it to the top. And so yesterday, as we were driving toward the base of the mountain, I looked up and I really had some doubt whether I would do it. They suggested that, why don't you wait for Radhana Swami, then go up with him. And I said, no, let me go up. Let me start ahead because I'm not sure that I'll be able to keep up with him going up that hill. And so we started up, Chandramali Maharaj and myself. He immediately left me behind and I was huffing and puffing. But when I looked at the faces of all the devotees, men, women, children, young, old, everyone who so faithfully was climbing that mountain, I took strength from all of you. If everyone's doing it with such a cheerful attitude, I thought, well, at least let me try. And so although I had to stop several times on the way up, I was able to make it. But it was only because of the inspiration of all of you as you so joyfully took part in climbing the Anjanaparvat to have darshan of Sri Hanumanji's birthplace. So that's my gratitude that I'd like to express to all of you, that you helped me to do that, which I think was important for my spiritual life. Coming here, Radhana Swami Maharaj told me that you can get strength from Hanuman for your service on the GBC by coming on this yatra. And so when we were up there at the top, I mentioned that to him, that now I see that that's practically true by the association of devotees, by the encouragement of all of you. So I'd first of all like to thank Maharaj for his wonderful katha here, all the facility that he gave me, and for those kind words he just spoke. I'm really overwhelmed by hearing that, and I thank you very much, and I thank all of you very much. Hare Krishna.